Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here with the joy of living. And that's why you tuned in to voiceamerica.com, because you know that the joy of living exists for one reason only. That's the only reason I exist. The only reason I'm here broadcasting. The only reason we're here interviewing remarkable people. It's all because of and for you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. You. That's why you tune in. That's why you're here. And you want to become the best you possible. So I'm going to warn you in advance, today's particular show, please have tissues handy, because it will bring tears of joy, emotion, and real, real deep, heartfelt love. So, as you know, we have, thank God, over 253,729 people listening to us all over the world, thanks to this magical, mystical modem called Internet radio. 97.3% of all human beings have access to the internet within 5 miles of their home. Unfortunately, that's more than have access to clean, potable water, but that's changing, and it's changing for the better because people are concerned. Used to be 2 billion people 10 years ago didn't have access to potable water, and now it's down to about 1 billion, and hopefully, God willing, in the next 10 years, with everybody thinking good thoughts and doing good deeds and practicing the things we're going to learn from our wonderful friend and guest today, Frank, we're going to bring that down to 1 million people only who don't have access to clean, potable water. Okay, a few things that we do in this first segment, as you know, this is all about what we call reframing, the art of living. It's a new book that I'm writing. It will be out, God willing, the end of May. And what we do is we use the first letter of each word, and we make an acronym. And we recreate or reframe for that positive, purposeful, powerful insight that's going to enable us to see better. Because remember, you're good-looking people. You're always looking for and finding the good. And speaking of that, what you want to do sometime after the show is go to www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y, S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, and you'll find access to all of the information we provide for you here and much, much more, and it's all free, F-R-E-E, free. So one of the great acronyms that we use is WWW. If you ask somebody, any of your friends or family, they'll say, well, you ask them, what does WW stand for? And of course, most people will say it has a lot to do with the internet, which is true. But remember, we're reframing for the most powerful, positive, purposeful message. And WWW really stands for What a Wonderful World, with our hat tipped to Wonderful Satchmo for making that song go worldwide. What a wonderful world. And yes, what a, W-H-A-T-A, is a word. What a wonderful world. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that your humble host does use four-letter F-U words, and I use them frequently and often, so be aware, four-letter F-U word. Just giving you advance because it's fun. Well, there it is right away. It's F-U-N-N, everybody. Fun. Remember, if you're not having fun in your life, then you're not going to be able to promote joy of living. So I say to you, F-U. Now you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore. Fun is spelled F-U-N. Not how I spell it. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. Tell that to your family. Tell that to your friends. F-U, everybody. And while you're doing that, I ask you, give me five. I'm going to ask you several times. Give me five. We've been doing this recently, and it's been really very good, building the audience in tens of thousands every week. Go to barryshore.com, find the show, this one or any of the others, and share it. Because when you share something that you love and that's of benefit, you're building bridges. And when you build bridges that are based upon love, you're creating more harmony in the world. You're creating more goodness, more beauty. And that's what we want to do, right? That's why you're tuned in here, because it's all about you, the best possible Y-O-U. So give me five. Share this with at least five people, family, friends, and find at least one or two people that you don't like or you think don't like you. Share it. Because when you do, you're creating a bridge. And you're eliminating the negativity, accentuating the positive. So let's do that. Now, it happens to be that we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people listening from all over the world. And I just noticed, I'm going to do a shout out here. This is really very cool. This is a lot of fun. We have people in two different cities in different parts of the world, and the cities have the exact same name. So this is really fun. And it's even more interesting because one of the cities has, 11,987 people listening to the show right at this moment. Almost 12,000 people. And the other city with the same name has two. Two people. But you're going to find out in a moment why. Because the names of the cities are, or this name of the city is, drumroll, fanfare, bum, 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 Tokyo. Tokyo, yes. There's Tokyo in Japan, of course, the capital of that great, wondrous country that has reframed itself into a positive, powerful, purposeful force for good in the world. And Tokyo, Papua New Guinea. This is what Google's good for. Go look up and find Papua New Guinea. I think it's about 500 miles northeast of the coast of the continent of Australia. Now, I won't go into much about Tokyo, Papua New Guinea, because I know very, very little. I know something about Tokyo, Japan. I'll just give you a few bullet points, excuse the pun, because the bullet train goes out of Tokyo also. But Tokyo is one of the greatest cities in the world. It is certainly, I think it's either number one or number two in the world in terms of population size. And it's also been voted, I believe just recently, one of the two or three most livable cities in the world. And they're going to be interesting because I'm going to tell you that the population of Greater Tokyo is approaching 35 million people. Now, I'm going to say it again. The population of Greater Tokyo, I think the Tokyo, the city itself, has about 12, 13 million, but the contiguous to all of that, Greater Tokyo, 35 million people. To put that in perspective, the population of Canada, one of the largest countries in the world in terms of landmass, is less than 30 million. The population of California, one of the most populous states in the United States of America, 30 plus million. So the city of Tokyo has more greater population, and it's livable. Now, the city is quite old, but as the capital of Japan, it's only been that way for the past 400 years. A mere drop in the bucket, of course. Compared to anything in the United States, it's a long time. 400 years, it was originally called Edo, E-D-O. And a couple of other interesting things about Tokyo was that even in the 1700s, it had a population in excess of a million people, and which would made it one of the most populous cities in the world at the time. That was the 1720s or 30s, something like that. In about 1920 or 23, 24, somewhere around there, it was a massive earthquake in Tokyo, over 8 points on the Richter scale, and wiped out almost half the city. Okay, that was Tokyo, Japan. Welcome to almost 12,000 people, and Tokyo, Papua New Guinea, with two people. Now, We talked about acronyms. And one of the greatest ones that you can ever learn, and I think it's really important to remember this one, is that which is called SMILE. Now, everybody likes to smile, but here's what SMILE stands for. You ready? Seeing miracles in life every day. Yes. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, if that's not fun, F you, everybody, then what is? And we're going to be speaking with an amazing man. His name is Frank Shankwitz. And Frank lives miracles. He is a miraculous being. He has done what other people call miraculous things. And as I said, you're going to really enjoy hearing him, being with him, sharing with him, because it's what I call the great true American success story. This is what America is all about. And the rest of the world, because we have people all over the world listening, more than almost half the people listening to this are from other places in the world. This is one of the reasons you love America, because it is built on these kinds of ideas that we're going to learn with our dear friend Frank Shankwitz. And before we do that, I just want to talk to you about another great acronym. It's called KIND. KIND. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Because everyone you meet, everyone, is going through something, fighting a battle that you know nothing about. Be kind, always. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Here's another one that you might like. I urge you to think about it and bring it into your being. It's called WISH. WISH. What a great word. WISH is an acronym that stands for Wise Intentions Supplying Happiness. You hear that? When you wish something good, either for yourself or more importantly for someone else, your wise intentions are supplying happiness merely by your thoughts. Good thoughts make a difference in the world. Good thoughts lead to good words. Good words lead to good deeds. And when you do good thoughts, when you have good thoughts with good words and good deeds, you change the world for the better. You make this world more kind because you're inspiring noble deeds. You're bringing out the best in Y-O-U, which is why you're listening to The Joy of Living, because this show is only and always about you, and it's going to help you make a difference in the world. Yes, go mad. Go make a difference. And when we come back from this short break, you're going to meet one of the people who makes, not made, makes a difference in the world, my dear friend, Frank Shankwitz. But we'll see you in 2 minutes' time. Okay? Stay tuned. Best wishes. Bye now. Wow, something really good. Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable, with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. We just made Moroccan lentil stew the other day, and it was not just yummy and easy, convenient, less than 32 minutes to prepare, but it was fun. F you, everybody. And Green Chef has not just organic food, but have meal plans to fit every kind of diet: paleo, vegan, gluten-free, omnivore, heart, smart, lean, and clean. It is really good and good for you. And we have something really special right now. For you get $50 off your first box of Green Chef when you do the following. Go to greenchef.us. greenchef.us/joyofliving, and you're going to get $50 off your first box of Green Chef. It is the best way I know to have wonderful meals easily prepared. Go to greenchef.us/joyofliving. Do it now. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And talk about good, we are capitalizing it, G-O-O-D. Good, by the way, as you should know, is really a wonderful way of using God's name without taking God's name in vain, because the essence of God is good. And talking about good, there is no more good than what we're about to experience here. Because, again, not only is this what I call the true American success story, but it's rooted in real people responding to real life situations. In other words, looking death in the face and recognizing that we can do something to make life wonderful. Remember, this show is called The Joy of Living, and it's all about you. And our friend, I'm honored to be able to call him that, Frank Shankwitz. I'll just do a brief introduction because he doesn't like too much. That's the way he is. Frank, in addition to being one of the more dedicated people you will ever meet in your life, was involved with law enforcement for decades of his life, and it was through that service, and that is exactly what it is. To be in law enforcement is the ultimate in service. It was through that service that he not only almost lost his life, but not only did he regain it through the grace of the Lord, but he was able to utilize that and ask the question why and find an answer. Because Frank is the creator, one of the co-founders of something, an organization that everybody in the world knows about. And it's called Make a Wish Foundation. Yes, if you don't get tingles just saying the word, something's a bit off with you. Make a Wish Foundation. We are honored to have, and he's going to say a big hearty hello, despite the fact that he has a bit of a sinus problem and a little bit of a throat. Our friend, Frank Shankwitz. Frank, please say hello to the worldwide audience.
Well, hello, worldwide audience. And Barry Shore, thank you for inviting me to be on your program.
Oh, it is truly an honor and a pleasure and a delight. I'm going to put a couple things in perspective. I'm going to ask Frank to speak, even though, again, he advised me that it's not so easy. Frank is older than I am chronologically, which I'm happy to say is nice because most of the time it doesn't happen that way. Frank is 75 plus. We won't go through in his true age. And his whole world is make a difference. He went mad, everybody. And you know from being with me and talking that that is what my world is all about. Go mad. Make a difference. Now, here's a person. Imagine this. There's a book written about Frank Shankwitz. There's a movie that is made about Frank Shankwitz. And the movie and the book are called Wish Man. So what I'd like you to do, Frank, if you'd be so kind, just talk to us about, not so much Make-A-Wish Foundation, talk to us about what service means to you.
Well, the biggest thing, Barry, is giving back. And I had a kind of an unusual childhood with a divorced mother raising me, kidnapping me from my father who had custody, all of these events. And I never thought it was so much unusual, but apparently Hollywood did because they made a feature motion picture about it. But the biggest thing, when I was 10 years old, we ended up in a little town, my mother and I, in a little town called Seligman, Arizona. Broke, no money whatsoever, sleeping in the car. And it was the first time we actually lived in a town, because before she would live in campgrounds and flop houses all over the place, stretching from Michigan to finally Arizona. And at 10 years old, I got my first full-time job as a dishwasher in Seligman, Arizona, population of 500. It was a railroad ranch town, a division point for the Santa Fe Railroad, predominantly Mexican Indian there, and predominantly really poor people. But the poor people, we were poorer than the poor people, and they started helping us out. And I had a gentleman named Juan Delgadillo who became my father figure, my mentor at this early age. And he taught me from the very beginning not only a work ethic, responsibility, how to develop character and integrity, but Frank, when you can, give back. And I said, Juan, I'm 10 years old. I don't have any money. Every penny I make goes to my mother. How can I possibly give back? Now, this is 1950s. This is not a popular term, Barry, like it is now, give back. And he said, Frank, you don't have to have money to give back. You can give back your time. He said, as an example, look at Mrs. Sanchez. She's always bringing you beans and tortillas. She was a widow. You can give back. Look at her yard. It's a mess. She's not able to go clean that up, but you can. So I did, and that's how to give back. Look at Mr. Ortega. They're helping you out. They've got an old boxcar from the Santa Fe line that they're trying to make their home. You can help scrape and paint that. That's how you can give back. And I always remember that lesson. And like you said, I'm in my 70s now, and I still try and remember that and still do it.
Here's everybody, I want to reiterate something that Frank mentioned. Leave aside the fact of 10 years old, sleeping in a car, working first full-time job at 10. Okay, tough life. But here's three things that I want to make mention again and make everybody that's listening worldwide understand. Frank had a father figure, a mentor. And that mentor gave him insight into life that allowed him to see differently, make him aware of a wonderful, amazing word, integrity. Frank lives integrity. Also, wonderful Juan, may I use his first name, wonderful Juan made him aware of something else. Two words that changed Frank's life and changed, therefore, the life of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of children who are dying. We'll hear about it later. Here's what Juan taught him. You can. You can. I urge everybody on that's listening and all the people you're going to share this with, ever, never erase from your vocabulary, from your mindset, you can't. I can't. Doesn't exist. You can. You can help.
And the other thing, Barry, that Juan taught me was never feel sorry for yourself. We all have hiccups in life. It's going to happen no matter what age. And always learn, and again, remember, this is the 50s. It's a popular term now. Make that negative into a positive. Learn how to do that. And as people say, you can't do something. And when I say you can't do something, I mean ethically or legally, that you could. But find out the way to do it. Find out to make, like, for instance, when I started seventh grade, my mother left me. She said, you're on your own. And I went to Juan. I said, what do I do? How do I take care of myself? And he said, I've arranged for the widow Sanchez for you to live with her. It's going to cost you $20 a week. I was making $6 a week. He said, $26 a week. He said, the positive is you're going to have for your first time $6 of your own money. Next positive is you're going to have a place, you're going to have your own room for the first time. You're going to have the best cook in town, and that was no argument. And you're also going to have, she had the first television set in Seligman, Arizona. So all those negatives about my mother leaving me, I looked at the positives. Never had any hard feelings. I mean, life was great.
Is everybody listening? This is America. This is the American way being spread throughout the world. We had a great song in the 50s. I think it was in the 50s, Frank. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. in between, because that was and still is the American way. It's the ability to listen what he just said. Hey, he had $26 he made. $20 goes to be able to live with clothing and food in a warm, loving atmosphere and still have money in his pocket. Hello, if that's not positive, what is? Thank you, Frank. Now, this was in a place when Frank was 17 years old, and the best is yet to come. Okay, give us a little bit more of what it means to be 17, and what'd you do after that, Frank?
Well, like I said, that was in 7th grade, not 17.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7th grade, that means you're 12 years old.
Yeah, you're 12 years old then.
Oh, excuse me, he's only 12. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
But, and then going through high school, moved to another town, Prescott, Arizona, up in the mountains of northern Arizona where I live now. But again, coaches helping me out, teachers helping me out, everybody just helping out. And again, I use that thing, I can give back a little bit to the community by helping other people, the cleanups that they used to have. Prescott, Arizona then was a little town, 12,000 people. Well, a big town, what I was concerned. But following high school, I went into the Air Force. I volunteered for the Air Force, spent 4 years. That was Vietnam era. And again, that was that transition from boyhood to manhood by the service. Greatest training ever. I enjoyed every minute of my enlistment. My enlistment, went to work for Motorola, took advantage of the GI Bill. Worked a lot of hours, advanced, ended up being a technical engineer with a statistical engineering of all things. My high school math teacher just cracked up at that one. But I wanted something different.
Sure they did.
I didn't like the city life. I was from a small town. It was a great job at Motorola. It allowed me to get my first home. I mean, new car, everything else. Pay was fantastic. But I needed something different, and a lot of my friends had joined the Arizona Highway Patrol from high school or college and kept encouraging me to apply for that. And just on a whim, I did, because it was going to be a big pay cut. What they were making in a month, I was making in a week. Applied for it on a whim, and out of 1,000 applicants, 50 of us were accepted, and they asked me to join, which I did. Greatest move I ever did, Barry. Ended up with being a 42-year law enforcement career.
And not only that was the greatest move that you ever did, Frank, it was a tectonic shift in the history of giving in the United States of America, which we'll talk about when we come back from this break. I just want to emphasize two words that Frank used. One is, he worked. W-O-R-K, he worked hard. He worked in the Air Force. He worked on the GI Bill. He worked at Motorola. He worked. He didn't just network. He worked. And he became a man. And a man is an acronym, Frank. You wonder for this? What a man is? A man is someone who manifests amazing nobility. And that, and ladies and gentlemen, is what I call my friend, Frank Shankwitz, and we'll be back just after this break, and we hear more about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Okay, we'll see you just in a bit. Don't go away. Here we come. Bye. Okay, something really important and great for you, because it's springtime, and springtime means good health, and I'm talking about taking care of you. Care of. Care of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. I use it. And here's where it gets really the funnest part of all of this is. You go to the website. It's takecareof.com. Takecareof.com. Go to the website. And you're going to take a little quiz. And here's where it's fun to take a quiz because it's all about you. Y-O-U. Take the quiz. And now it's going to create a specialized, personalized pack of vitamins that's just for you. 90% of the people in this country fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines, but not you any longer because it's easy, it's convenient, Care of makes contributions back to the community. So here's something special for the Joy of Listening audience. You get 50% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Here's what you do. Go to takecareof.com. Enter the promo code JOYOFLIVING50. Again, takecareof.com. Enter the promo code JOYOFLIVING50. Get 50% off and you'll be happy and healthy, then you'd be thanking me. Best wishes. Okay, see you in just a bit.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com. Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. DLYTED.com. Enjoy.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found the good. Remember, we left our intrepid hero, Frank Shankwitz, who went through situations as a 10-year-old living and sleeping in a car, and then as a 12-year-old having a full-time job, paying his own way, but living in a wonderful world surrounded by loving people who gave him guidance and made him aware that you can give back. Everybody can give back. And he became a man by going into service, first in the military, then working very hard in Motorola, and then joining the Arizona Highway Patrol. Remember, a man is someone who manifests amazing nobility. That's Frank Shankwitz. Frank, be so kind to give us a little bit of insight into something that you've spoken about to me a number of times, which is everyone is a hero. What does that mean, everyone is a hero?
Yeah, everyone can be a hero, which is my tagline and also the tagline of the movie Wishman coming out soon. But it's just giving back to the community. And I stress that just like Juan taught me when I was 10 years old, you don't have to have money to give back. There's so many volunteer groups you can do in your own community. Cleanup type work, helping veterans. My wife cleans up a mile out on a rural road out here. The homeless people. I'm involved with so many organizations, U.S. Vets, finding our homeless veterans, getting them off the street, in the counseling, et cetera. Just other volunteer groups with the nonprofit groups. Anything to help your community or individuals. You see somebody struggling outside of a restaurant, kind of looking in, give them a $10 bill. You're not going to go broke. Feed them a meal.
Thank you. This is so wonderful. By the way, again, I'm going to plug it several times. There is a movie that has been made. It took years to get this done, but it's just coming out, God willing, this year in June, and it's called The Wishman Movie. And there's a great site you can go to, wishmanhero.com. Go to wishmanhero.com and apply to be on the red carpet with Frank on June 5th in Hollywood, California. But let's talk more about the amazing events that literally led to you creating and co-founding the most remarkable, powerful, life-enhancing organization I know of and most people know of called the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And in order to speak about it, let's talk first about, for good or ill, your near-death experience. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Frank?
Yeah, when I was Highway Patrol, I was asked to apply for their motorcycle unit. They were going to start a motorcycle unit against the Arizona Highway Patrol and choose 10 men. We're going to work the whole state of Arizona. I applied, was accepted, passed the training course. In fact, we trained initially with California Highway Patrol in Sacramento with Chips.
I remember
TV
that.
At the time. But Alex, we worked the whole state of Arizona. I was in a rural area, high-speed chase with a drunk driver, 25-mile-an-hour zone, 85-mile-an-hour chase when another drunk pulled right in front of me, hit him broadside at 85. I was told the crash was spectacular and pronounced dead at the scene. My partner could not revive me. Was too rural for paramedics or anything to come at the time. And an off-duty emergency room nurse from California stopped, said, please let me try. They said he's dead. She said, I don't have a pulse or anything, but for the next 4 minutes, perform CPR. And obviously, we're talking today and brought me back to life. And it took several months to recover from that accident. A lot of therapy, a lot of counseling. And one of the last sessions, the counselor said to me, Frank, God, you know you died, and God spared you for a reason. And now it's up to you to find out that reason. 2 years later, 1980, I get a call from our commanders that there's a 7-year-old boy named Chris. Chris has leukemia. He only has a couple weeks to live. We learn from the family that Chris has a wish. He wished he could be a Highway Patrol motorcycle officer like his heroes Punch and John from the television show Chips. And if the people don't know about Chips, it was a very popular show in the 70s and early 80s about two California Highway Patrol motorcycle officers, Punch and John. So with the permission of Chris's mother, his doctors, and our commanders, we set up a special day for Chris. He was picked up at his hospital in our state police helicopter, flown to our headquarters building, and I was asked to be the motorcycle officer that he would meet. Had no idea what to expect, Barry. I didn't meet this little boy. Helicopter lands. I expected the paramedics to help him out. This little boy jumps out of that helicopter, runs over the motorcycle. Hi, I'm Chris. Can I get on your motorcycle? This boy is laughing and having so much fun. And Barry, I'm looking at his mother and she's crying. And it puzzled me. Then it dawned on me, she has her 7-year-old back. This little boy had just come off from IVs. Well, we have to kind of condense this, but Chris became the first and only honorary Highway Patrol motorcycle officer in the history of the Highway Patrol. Complete with a custom-made uniform we had for him, his own badge, his own certificate, swearing him into as a full Highway Patrolman. And the most important thing to Chris was his wings. That was very important to him, the wings that the motorcycle officers wear, identifying them as a official motorcycle officer. And it took a couple of days to get those wings. They were custom-made. I get a call. Chris is in the hospital in a coma. probably not going to survive the day. Just as I pinned the wings on his uniform in the hospital room, he passes away a couple hours later. But he had got his wish to be a Highway Patrol motorcycle officer. Our commander's Chris was going to be buried in a little town called Kewaunee, Illinois, and asked myself and my partner if we would go back and give him a full police funeral, which we did. And we were joined amazingly. The press picked all this up, what we were doing. This is before the days of internet or anything. And we were joined by Illinois State Police, City Police, County Police to give this little 7-year-old a full police funeral. Chris was buried in uniform. His grave marker reads, Chris Gracious, Arizona Trooper. But flying home, I just started thinking, here's a boy who had a wish, and we made it happen. Why can't we do that for other children? And that's when the idea of the Make-A-Wish Foundation was born, some 35,000 feet over Kansas or somewhere.
I've heard this story a number of times. I've lived this story with some members of my family. And if you're not crying, everybody, tears of love and joy for the ability of one human being who was reared in difficult circumstances but taught, mentored, that you can give back. It didn't happen all at once. This was part and parcel of Frank's life. He was a giver. People ask me, "What, Barry Shore, what's the joy of living all about?" And I answer one word. The joy of living is giving. There's an amazing idea in the world. It's a book written by a man named Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K, and it's the most or second most watched TED Talk in the world. And it says, start with why. Do you hear what Frank said? Why aren't every other child able to have a wish granted? Why not? And because Frank asked why, he found the how and the what. Tell us a little bit about the how and the what, Frank.
Well, the how, the biggest how, how do you start a nonprofit? Again, before the days of internet, I don't know if anybody remembers going to the library with library cards.
Thank you, Frank. That was great. I love it.
Yeah, but hours of research, how to start a nonprofit. But the biggest challenge was I told several people my idea. Everybody was involved with this. And everybody told me, this isn't going to work. We've never heard of anything like this. It's just not a good idea. It's not going to work. So finding, we had to have, for to develop a board nonprofit in Arizona, had to have 5 board members. I had myself, obviously. I finally talked my motorcycle partner into being on the board. Chris's mother joined. But finding the 2 other people was a challenge. Again, they said it won't work. But remember what Juan told me, turn those negatives into positive. Make it happen. And we know a friend of ours, a mutual friend named Greg Reed, who gave me a new word several years ago, stickability. Don't give up. And finally found those other 2 people. It took us 6 months to start the foundation. We got it officially started in November of 1980, granted our first official wish in November of 1981. And now, almost 39 years later next month, we have granted over 500,000 wishes worldwide. We have 63 chapters in the United States, 36 international chapters, and I just heard this the other day on a presentation. We've affected over 1.5 million people when you count the families involved.
Okay,
All because of one little boy.
It was one little boy, and that boy's name was Frank Shankwitz. You hear me, Frank? That boy's name was Frank Shankwitz. He may have been in the body of Chris, but his name was Frank. And when Frank had that idea, he said, why not others? And just because people said, we've never heard of anything like this, it won't work. That is the power. The power that Frank learned from Juan about turning what looks to be a negative, taking that same energy and turning it into a positive, and not just a positive, but the most powerful, purposeful positive that exists on this earth. Frank rattled off numbers, but let's think about it, everybody. It's not five, not over half a million kids, 500,000 individual lives that were hanging in the balance, and they all knew they were going away. But because of wise intentions, supplying happiness, because that's what a wish is, Frank Shankwitz channels his life. He went mad. He made a difference. He came back from death because there was a woman there who was really an angel from California who didn't give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Frank, I'm going to ask you a big favor. We're going to have a little break now. Can you stay for just a couple minutes past the break?
Sure, of course.
Thank you so much. We love Frank. We love Frank. Okay, we're going to do a little commercial break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay, everybody? See you then. Don't go away, because we have something really special for now. There's a problem that everybody has. That problem is not enough time. Oh, well, we may have a solution. It's called Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best possible need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, condenses them down into about 15 minutes that you can either read or listen to. Now, I listen to it in the car, and I use Blinkist to give me information and knowledge that I wouldn't necessarily have because of who has the time, right? For instance, I just read or listened to a great book called Start With Why. Hello, Simon Sinek's book. I've read it several times, but I needed to read it again. I heard it through Blinkist. And here's a great one, 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. This is a must read. You got to know it. Do it through Blinkist. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for the Joy of Living audience. Go to Blinkist.com/joy. You get 7 days free. F-R-E-E. 7 days free. You're going to love it. That's Blinkist. B as in Barry. L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/joy and get your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/joy. You'll be happy you did.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have found the good in Frank Shankwitz from an amazing background that was literally given over to him angelic beings who taught him and mentored him about being able, everybody can give back, about living with integrity, about understanding that it's all about making a difference. Frank is mad. He makes a difference in the world. I urge everybody, please go to wishmanhero.com, wishmanhero.com, and try and be there on June 5th to be on the red carpet with Frank in Hollywood, California. I want to mention two things. Remember about Frank saying, everyone's a hero. Everyone. You can give of your time. You can give your energy. You can give your thoughts. You can all help. Everybody can help. Here's an example of something. Frank is one of the, what's called one of the 10 most amazing Arizonans. Yes, he is. He's also one of Forbes' top 10 keynote speakers. You realize what that means? He was given award, the Making a Difference in the World Award at West Point Military Academy. He was the CEO of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he never took a salary. Didn't take any money. Money goes to help make the wish. Remember what a wish is? Wise intentions supplying happiness, because he's a man, wish man, manifesting amazing nobility. Frank, in the few minutes we have together before we have to bid you a fond adieu, I just want to ask you one more question. Tell us about what wings mean to you.
I'm sorry, what? Wings?
Yeah, what do wings mean to you? You pinned them on, Chris. You wore them. What do wings really mean?
Wow, I've never been asked that question. I got to think about that for a second. The biggest thing I always relate it to is angels. And every police officer I work with, Barry, believes in a higher being. We go to work every day. We say a prayer. Please allow us to come home. We get home at night. We say a little prayer. Thank you. And we, every officer, no matter, again, the religion, kind of believes in the guardian angels, the wings. And I believe God sends down guardian angels in different forms, not what you actually see like in a movie or an illustration. And in my case, the guardian angel the one time was a nurse from California. God sent her down to save me, to bring me back to life. But every time I look at the wings, it's just a symbol of something higher than you.
And I may say, first of all, thank you for that insight. I would say, for me, when I hear wings, and especially you wearing them and pinning them on Chris and such, I think of the word service. The essence of Frank Shankwitz's life is service. Because when you are in service, you go beyond self. The whole idea of self is about me. The whole idea of service is about you. Y-O-U. What can I do to be of benefit? Frank really is a Bob. He didn't really know it until now. His name may be Frank Shankwitz, but he's a Bob. And all of you who have been listening to me for these past few years know that Bob is another acronym that stands for Be of Benefit. That's who Frank is. He is the ultimate Bob. Frank Shankwitz, we love you. Wishmanhero.com. The Wishman movie is a blockbuster about to come out, bursting upon the American scene, because it is what we call true grit. Frank is the embodiment of John Wayne. He is the hero, and everybody can be a hero. Frank, thank you for being with us. May I give you a big hug before you leave?
Oh, definitely. And I think you have a phrase that I'd like to say to everybody. Keep smiling.
Love this man. Here comes your hug, baby. One, two, three. Thank you, Frank. Best wishes. And look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Again, thank you, Barry, for inviting me to be on the show.
A pleasure and a delight. Best wishes. Bye now.
All right. So long.
Okay, everybody, you have been granted something wondrous, and I do expect and hope that you will share this willingly with more than five people. This deserves to be shared with everybody in your social network. Go to barryshore.com, and we've posted this particular show. Share it. Just give it. around the world. We should have a million people downloading this because it needs to be heard and internalized by everybody. It's something special. Frank talked about giving back. You can give time. You go to BarryShore.com and you'll see also about this wondrous company called Delighted, D-L-Y-T-E-D. You can give money and it won't cost you a penny. I won't tell you all about her now. Just go to Delighted.com, D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. You can give money and help people. You can feed. I have kids that we know that feed, six kids, feed 1,000 kids every month. You hear that? Six kids are feeding 1,000 kids every month just by their morning coffee. It's a whole beautiful story. Go to BarryShore.com. Share this show. Remember, the joy of living exists for one reason only. Y-O-U. WWW, everybody. What a wonderful world. And F-U. Big F-U. F-U-N-N, capitals. You got to have fun. And remember, smile. Frank said, keep smiling. Smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Because when you do that, you learn to be kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. And therefore, go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. See you next week. Make it a great one. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.